This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news headlines first. Leader of the Nepal Communist Party, Agni Prasad Sapkota, unanimously elected as the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Newly elected Speaker Sapkota vowed to play impartial and balanced role, paying due respect to democratic norms. Nepal Congress to hold its Central Working Committee meeting today. Province 2 State Assembly Committee agreed to keep Janakpur as its permanent capital. And coronavirus death toll reaches 80. Chinese President direct official to work for controlling virus epidemic. Now the news in detail. Leader of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, Agni Prasad Sapkota, has been elected as the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Senior most member of the House of Representatives, Mohanta Thakur, announced in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday that as the candidacy of Sapkota was not contested by others, he was declared Speaker unopposed as per the House of Representatives Regulation 2075. In the meeting yesterday, Deputy Leader of the Parliamentary Party of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, Subhas Nembang, proposed Sapkota with the belief that he would work in a transparent and responsible manner by taking Parliament in confidence. The proposal was backed by party's chief whip, Dev Prasad Gurung, party leader and former speaker Onsari Gharti, and Rashtriya Janata Party's lawmaker Lakshman Lal Karna. Meanwhile, addressing the House meeting after his election to the post of House Speaker, newly elected Sapkota vowed to do the best from his side to protect the dignity of the House, paying due respect to the ideals of democracy. He also thanked the parties and leaders who helped him to get elected to the post. As per the latest update, newly elected House Speaker is scheduled to take oath of office and secrecy from the President today amidst a program to be organized at the office of the President. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is slated for 1 p.m. tomorrow. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has demanded the government take required measures seriously for the safety of people from the coronavirus as the country lies in a highly risky zone from its infection. The virus, which was originated in the Wuhan, the capital of Hubei province of China, has so far spread to half dozen of countries in the world. The Nepali Congress, issuing a press statement yesterday, sought a safe rescue of those Nepali students studying in several universities in China. Province 2 State Assembly Committee has finalized the name of the permanent provincial capital to be Janakpur. The committee, formed under the coordination of Provincial Assembly Speaker Saroj Kumar Yadav, decided the provincial capital to be at Janakpur. State Assembly Speaker Yadav said the members in committee who registered different proposal regarding provincial capital rather withdrew their proposal. Consensus was possible. After the approval of the permanent capital of the province from the committee, State Assembly Speaker Yadav expressed the hope of finalizing the name of the province soon through the discussion in the committee. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee meeting has been scheduled for today. After forging an understanding between the party's establishment and the faction led by senior leader Ramchandra Powdel, the Central Committee meeting of the party is taking place at the party headquarters in Sanibar today. Leaders aligned with senior leader Powdel had boycotted the party's central committee meeting, putting different views on the schedule of the party's 14th General Convention and formation of ad hoc committee of the Nepal Students' Union. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has said the government will focus on escalating tax collections from high-income generating sectors, addressing a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 78th International Customs Day. The finance minister said the government would not unnecessarily focus on the meeting the revenue collection targets but follow strict measures for the enforcement of related laws, stating that it was the responsibility of a good citizen to pay taxes to the state. The minister said the government was focused on collecting inland revenues rather than custom duties. Upper Tambakosi Hydropower Project, one of the National Pride Project, is mulling to start its trial production by upcoming mid-July. Spokesperson of the project, Dr. Ganesh Nyopani, said 98% work of the projects were completed and by mid-July 2020, at least 76 megawatt trial production would begin. The largest hydropower project till date in Nepal with capacity of 456 megawatt had begun from 2nd September 2010. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The Department of Revenue Investigation has filed case against the owners of different construction companies in charge of revenue leakage over around 40 million rupees. Director General at the Department of Revenue Investigation, Dilkaraj Mainali, said the case was filed against Rising International Company proprietor Sanjeev Maskey, Anuman Construction Company owner Shalik Ram Nyopane and employee of Anuman Construction, Bishwaraj Subedi. The 67th World Leprosy Day was marked in Nepal as well, organizing various programs yesterday, marking the day the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division unveiled the data of leprosy cases during the past 9 years. The data shows annually some 3,000 new leprosy cases are identified in the country. Though Nepal had on 19th January 2010 announced the elimination of leprosy at the national level, it still makes its presence in 17 districts. The government aims to make the country totally free from leprosy by 2020. Chapa, Morang, Udaipur, Bara, Thonsa, Mahotari, Parsa, Rautahat, Sarlahi, Siraha, Baki, Bardia, Kapilbastu, Nawalparasi, West, Rupandahi, Kailali and Acham has the higher rate of leprosy cases than the elimination level. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. China said on Monday that the death toll from a deadly outbreak of coronavirus jumped to 80 as the hard-hit province of Hubei announced 24 new fatalities, while total confirmed cases nationwide rose sharply to 2,744. While there were no new deaths confirmed outside Hubei, the national tally of verified infections rose by 769, around half of them in Hubei, the National Health Commission said. It said 461 of those infected were in serious condition. Chinese President Xi Jinping directed the officials to work for controlling virus epidemic. China's cabinet said it would extend the week-long Lunar New Year holiday by 3 days to February 2 in a bid to slow the spread of the virus. 20 members of the security forces have been killed in Mali by suspected Islamic militants. Officials said the attack came early on Sunday at the Sokolo military camp in the central Segal region. An official speaking to AFP news agency said the gunmen arrived on motorbikes and that all those killed were gendarmes and paramilitary force. Late last year, 24 soldiers were killed by militants in eastern Mali. Mali has been blighted by violence since 2012 when Islamic militants took over a Tuareg separatist rebellion in the north and seized several cities. Kobe Bryant, one of the NBA's all-time greatest players whose international stardom transcended basketball, was killed at age 41 on Sunday in a helicopter crash near Los Angeles, along with his 13-year-old daughter and seven others on board, officials said. The cause of the crash was unknown, and an investigation by the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board could take months, officials said. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the western region along with eastern and central hilly regions. Thick fog likely to occur at some areas of the Tarai regions. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 16.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 4.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Leader of the Nepal Communist Party, Agni Prasad Sapkota, unanimously elected as the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Newly elected Speaker Sapkota vowed to play impartial and balanced role, paying due respect to democratic norms. Nepali Congress to hold its Central Working Committee meeting today. Province 2 State Assembly Committee agreed to keep Janapur as its permanent capital. And coronavirus death toll reaches 80. Chinese President direct officials to work for controlling virus epidemic. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.